Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to the I Love Angels Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Angelica, and if you're new to the show, I want to welcome you with a heartfelt gratitude. I'm an angelic walk-in, a certified hypnotist, an international inner spirit activation specialist, a writer, a minister of love, an international radio host, and the author of Living Life as You Always Dreamed, The New Secrets to Running a Successful Business, and a brand new ebook that's going to be coming out soon, my autobiography as an angelic walk-in. As a certified hypnotist, I also created some relaxation CDs, MP3s, and MP4s to help to wake up and support your inner spirit with greater levels of awakening of your human consciousness to the fact that you're an inner spirit having a experience in a human form. I also have a talk on your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness and an online series to help support the awakening of your human consciousness to your inner spirit. As an angelic walk-in, if you're new to this show, I do angel messages without any human filters. So the less I know about your story, the better it is for you. And it's also important to keep your heart open so that I can tune in, because when I do these readings, I channel the amazing ascended Dorothy beings, the angelic realm, and the ascended masters, where I become a conduit for their pure loving energy, as well as I channel the messages from them to you. So the more that you're open and receptive, the easier it is for me to get the clarity and the integrity of getting messages. My intention is to help those that are on their spiritual path by providing deeper awareness, greater clarity, and heightened levels of love and joy and peace and vitality and prosperity. So also after the show, if you're new to this, you can listen to the tapings of this show in the archive files for previous ones and obviously this one as well. So again, welcome to the show, and let me go ahead and explain a little bit about how the format works so you get more comfortable with the process. I always like to start off with a meditation just to kind of get people centered in the now moment. And then if there's any channeled messages, I'd love to share that with what's going on. Our next show is going to be next week at 11 a.m. This is the regular show that I do on the 8th. I do it on the first one at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, and then the following, the second Wednesday at 11 a.m. And so I welcome also the chat people. I notice there's quite a few people in the chat. I also want you to know that if you're interested in having a longer reading beyond the one question reading that I do on the show, that right after the show, in this case, it's going to be about an hour after the show. Normally, I do it right after the show, but I have an appointment. So an hour after the show is complete, which will be at 4 o'clock, so about 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, you can make a donation, and I can go into further depth on that one question reading, and this way it can help you get more clarity. On the show, I do cover some of the answers, but I don't go in depth with it. So I just want you to make sure you're aware of that. This question is a one question, specific question in an area in your life. And then I pass the messages on to you from them with love. So let's go ahead and close our eyes and take some deep breaths. Sometimes we get so busy, we forget to breathe deeply and we get our body caught up in upper chest breathing. So this is an opportunity to just settle in and take some deep breaths and quiet the mind chatter by allowing the thoughts to just float on these beautiful imaginary clouds without any attention or any focus on them. The more you let go and allow the thoughts to just pass by, the greater the experience of being very present in peace and open with greater joy and love. And so as you take that deep breath and let your thoughts just float away on these imaginary clouds, I want you now to move into your heart with your attention on your heart and just allow yourself to feel that sense of nurturing inside your heart. What would that feel like if you opened your heart and felt this amazing love inside in a greater way than you currently are feeling right now? To help you to feel this sense of peace in the body, a quietness in the mind, and more of a calmness inside. The greater you open your heart, the softer you become, the more nurturing you feel, the more peaceful you feel inside. So with this month already in February, this is the year of one, which is new beginnings. I sometimes get people's month and day of their birthday to see where they're at in this year of one. It's kind of wonderfully put when you see a connection between the birthday and the year on what's going on in your current life. If, and this is what I'm hearing to tell you all, is if your vibration is at a higher vibration, one that includes love versus fear, peace versus chaos, and a sense of inner joy versus turmoil and anything that contradicts that joy, your frequency is going to be higher. You'll be more connected and life will flow in a greater way for you than it would if you're in any form of chaos or turmoil or fear or insecurity or limitations or negativities. And you feed that with more of your focus and attention, then what's going to happen is your vibration will drop and you'll create more of an attention and more of that into your life. We're living in a frequency-based planet. So whatever you put your attention on, whether it's in your mind, your heart, or your, or even the energy inside, the more you attract that in your life. So it's important to really put your attention on that of which you would like to experience in your life rather than that you're not enjoying in your life. And that'll help bring your heart to a more open place and connect you to a more prosperous place and start moving you to the path that serves you in a greater, more joyful, peaceful way. This is the year one, which is the year of celebration. As I mentioned earlier, it's the year of one. And we went through a year of nine last year, which was a lot of completion and upheaval. This is the opportunity now to create life in each moment from a fear or a love-based mentality. And so you do have an opportunity at each and every moment to create the kind of life you'd like to experience by putting your attention on that of which brings you greater love, joy, and peace. And so as you come back to the present moment, I want you to really focus in on what it feels like to be very present with this sense of connection to self-care and self-love. Well, we have quite a lot of callers today. I'm excited. So I'm going to go ahead and jump on in. And we have quite a lot of time. So my intention is to get through all the callers. Again, if you're new, I want to say welcome from my heart. And thank you for being here on the show. The phone number to get a reading, a one-question reading, is 347-996-5068. At 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, I will be opening up calls. Those that are interested in having a more in-depth reading, you can go to the website angelroselove.wix.com/love to make a donation if you want to have a more extensive reading. I only do that right after the shows. Otherwise, you can book a session and have a more extensive reading anytime. Excuse me. So that's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com /love. I also typed it in on the website to help you out. Again, the phone number is 347-996-5068. And so please have your one question ready, make it specific, and keep your heart and your focus on being in joy so that I can tune in better. So we're going to start off with the lovely Marilyn from Colorado. And so I'm clicking on to put you on the air now. Welcome. And thank you for being
Hello.
Here. Are you new to the show?
I am brand new. Thank you so much for taking
well,
my
welcome,
call.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, it's my pleasure. So what are you feeling appreciating? What are you feeling grateful and appreciative of today?
Oh, you know, I'm appreciating the fact that it's a quiet day, that there's no wind outside, and that it just feels like I'm connecting with my higher self in a good way. So I'm appreciating all of that.
Yay.
And, of course, this call. Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. So what's your lovely question? Oh, you have
well,
lots
I
of
love
wonderful
it.
Energies around you. Yay.
Aw,
thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you. I can feel
oh,
your
before
good
I begin,
too.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Before we begin, let me get your month and day of your birthday. Everybody, in case I forget, don't forget to give that to me. I just want to see where everybody's at just to kind of help
sure.
you out in this year one. So not the year, just the month and day.
10/25.
Okay. Ooh, so you're in an 8 now and you're moving into a 9. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I'll explain that if you don't know. I'll explain that to everybody a little bit later on. But let me right now get into your question and then see what they say just to make sure it is aligned. That's pretty exciting. You're going to be moving into something pretty big.
Yeah. Well,
this is
in line with my question.
Yeah.
My question is moving forward my work. Where am I?
No, I was going to. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm. That's the 8. So I'm laughing. Go ahead. That's the 8 you're in right now. Go ahead.
Okay.
I was like, laughing. I didn't mean to cut you off. All right. I'm going back.
Oh,
up.
No
go
worries.
Ahead.
Is
yeah,
it? Am I in? So my question really is very basic. Am I in the, you know, right frequency here? Can I move into a higher frequency to attract the kind of perfect, you know, soul work that is there for me? I've done a lot of different work, and I'm ready to move into something that feels either more authentic or something that supports me in a way that gives me balance in my life.
You know, they're saying, what a wonderful question. They have a sense of humor, the ones that I'm channeling right now. So they're kind of making me laugh. You're in, which is why I'm kind of glad that you asked this question, because you're in an 8, which is expansiveness with monetary and business. That's what the 8 means. You're moving into a 9 on your birthday, which has to do with completion. But you're in also the year of 1, which has to do with new beginnings. So when you move into an 8, which is expansiveness, in the brand new year, which is new beginnings, you have an opportunity to really bring your frequency to a place that aligns more with your purpose. Because you're moving into a 9 in this year, things are really going to be moving in a really rapid pace, is what I'm hearing to tell you. And so you're in it, what they're showing me, and I love how they're doing it. They're showing me symbols. You're in what is called a stepping stone process. You're not in the ideal place, but you're moving into it. Your frequency is expanding. You can't force the frequency to expand. You can only allow the frequency to expand. What they're telling me to tell you is you have to let go of the ego, trying to control that by thinking you have to do something in order to get there. By being more and less doing, that'll help support the getting there. Bring yourself to situations, experiences, and places that help to expand your feeling of love inside, listening to music, meditation, nature, focusing on gratitude, appreciation. Those are kinds of things that'll help you be more in that higher vibrational frequency. you are on track, they're saying. Your purpose is unfolding organically. And as you start moving out of more of the ego and more into your new space, it's almost like all you have to do is just align. You don't have to try to do things that normally a human ego would want to try to make happen. So you're learning to let go of more and learning to be more in connection. I feel a really deep connection with you. So with your permission, I definitely want to call you after the show because I want to offer some things to see if you're interested. Do I have that permission?
Yes.
Yeah, I please go to the website also. I'm not going to call you right away because I do have an appointment, but I just want to see when I feel a connection, when I see a lot of light around a person, I stay with the integrity of just asking permission, and I definitely feel that with you. So if it resonates, you'll know, and we'll just kind of go from there and see. But you're definitely on path. I don't recall everything they said because I'm back in my but do what they say, feel what they say, and make sure that it resonates for you. And you're just going to be flying really quickly into major stuff. So I'm really, really excited, which is why I'm going to call you.
Okay.
I wanted to share some things. So much love to you. I'm excited for you. Keep on the air if you feel connected. Oh, it's my pleasure.
I will.
Such a joy. Okay, much love.
All right, you too. Bye.
Okay, so we got some more callers. Let's see if I can get through it a little quicker. I was having fun. Oh, my goodness. Again, if I don't get through all the callers, you can do by donation right after the show, which today will be at 5 o'clock instead of at 4 because I have an appointment, and then I can answer your one question by going to the website angelroselove.wix.com and then making a donation, and then I can answer your questions more in depth, or if I don't get through with everybody, do it that way as well. My intention is to go through as quick as I can, so I'm going to take the next caller, which is New York City. Hey, Bryn. Okay, you're on. Hi, Lo. What are you appreciating right now, real quick? What are you appreciating in life?
I guess my life. I appreciate my life.
Awesome. What's your day and month of your birthday?
July 3rd.
Oh, you're moving into a 1. You're out. 10. Oh, my gosh, you're moving into an 11. That's huge. So right now, 10, 11. So right now you're in last year's, you're in the 10. You're in master numbers. So this is going to be really interesting to see what your question is. What's your question?
Well, I feel so far the year is kind of slow for me. part of the reason why is because I have an injury. But my question is, when do you see some shifts happening in my life, changes and elevations, let's put it that way.
Yeah, you just confirmed what I initially heard before I went up there to kind of tune in better with the beings I channel, is that you're in part of a completion and moving into a new beginning. You're in a 10, which is escalating things in the 1 year and bringing you into an 11 year, which is your master number, which will speed things up. I am seeing the month of March that things will start picking up for you. I keep hearing this is a resting period right now. You need to take care of yourself, and I'm not saying be lazy. It's definitely your body needs to rest. It was pushing and moving so quickly, and then all of a sudden things just kind of stopped. It's almost like you hit a wall, and that wall is telling you to stop and take some deep breaths. You're trying to push too quick through the wall to get things rolling faster. It's kind of similar to the other caller, but very different in many ways, because you're in this momentum of a 10, which is a self-discovery and amplifying with your inner spiritual world connections before you start moving into your purpose, which is on your birthday, and even right before your birthday, you start moving more into your purpose. They're saying you can't speed it up either. It's a process. We are moving into February, which is a bigger number than obviously January was, kind of lots of upheavals. So just stay patient and allow this self-care part to come together. And it's not going to take long. I am seeing probably by the second to third week of February, things will start moving along a little quicker. But you have to relax and not you know what I mean, just stay a little bit more peaceful with it, and then things will start picking up a little bit better for you.
Right.
So, and if you're interested in talking a little bit further, did you get the website? You want to check it out? Do you want me to check in with you? Do you feel complete? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm just kind of low on the cash, so I think maybe when I have an injury right now, and if I haven't been working.
Right, so focus on taking care of yourself, yeah, and keep your energy on prosperity so you don't attract more of that lack energy. And then you have my information, and
sure.
I wish you well soon, and thank you for being here.
All right, thanks. Okay. Thanks a lot for your help.
You're so welcome. Much love to you. Okay, so we have the next caller. We're going pretty quick. This is good. So have your question ready. It'll move things a little bit quicker for me to answer your questions. We have 917. I think I heard was Carolina. Carolyn? Is that Carolyn? I don't know if I'm calling you Carolina. It's Carolyn, correct?
No, this is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, okay. So I have it. Okay, so 864. Let me put you on hold. I apologize. 864 was next, so I apologize.
Okay.
Let me take her next. You're after her. I apologize. Okay, sorry about that. Is this Carolyn?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Yes. Okay.
And my birthday is 8/22.
Okay, and what are you appreciating for?
A beautiful day today. It was a gorgeous day.
Oh, lovely. 8, 9, 10. Okay, so you're in a 3, moving into a 3. So you're in a 2. So you're moving into your strength. Right now you're in a 2, which has to do with balance in your life. So let's see what your question is. Go into that. On your birthday, you move into lots of inner strength and strengthening the core of whatever you're experiencing in your life. So it'll be interesting to see what comes through. So what's your question?
Does Spirit have a message for me today?
I'm sorry. I thought you heard you at the very beginning of the show. I don't answer general questions on the air. If you want a general question, you can book a session. This is more for specific types of questions in a particular area, because the general will take way too long. Did you hear that at the beginning of the show?
I thought I did, but I might have forgot. What do you see happening for me?
I'm sorry, go ahead and ask your question.
I said, what do you see happening for me? I'm trying to be more spiritual.
Okay, so you want to know in your spiritual life what's... Please, everybody, make sure you ask your question more specifically, because I want to get to as many callers as I can. So your question is, with spirituality, you want to know what's happening with your spirituality? Is that what I'm getting?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Well, what I am hearing, which kind of relates to this too, is that you're moving, it looks like moving things up and out. It almost feels like the word I'm hearing is like regurgitating all of that of which no longer is serving your life. It's almost like you're cleaning out your closet, your inner closet, and lightening your load, so that you have more of simplicity with your connection. You have a lot of ancestral energies in your energy field, which means that there's a lot of movement going on inside of you. They are saying that it's very important to do things that bring more joy in your life. It almost feels like there's some sluggishness going on and you're not taking as good care of yourself as you could. So do things that especially your body, they keep pointing to the body, do things that rejuvenate and bring healthiness into your body more. You know, walking is what I keep seeing. I don't know if you like to walk. I keep seeing trees and nature is the word I'm hearing. So a lot of that is going to serve you a lot better than especially during this time until you get closer to your birthday, around May, things will start moving into this new energy that you've been working so tenaciously and dedicated to doing. It's now you have to be able to kind of work out a little bit more so you don't hold the energy in your body as much, because you tend to hold things in your body. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have an awesome day.
You too.
Okay. Now we're into 917.
Yes.
I heard New York City. Sorry about
yes.
that.
No problem.
Oh, what's your
Hello,
name?
Angelica. Hello, Angelica. My name's Ellen, and my birth date is May 26th.
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear your name. You went out when you said your name. Did you say Ellen?
Yes.
With an E, Ellen. Okay. I wasn't
yes.
sure if you said Helen or Ellen. Okay. And you said 526?
Yes.
And what are you appreciating?
The fact that I have a place to come home to, that it's warm and it's safe.
Lovely.
Just thinking about that, yeah, I just got in from work, so that's what I'm thinking about, how nice it is to have a place to come home. My question is, what is my
name? Oh, hold on. I was getting 8, 9, 10. I was getting your birthday. So you're currently in a 4, and you're moving into a 5 on your birthday. Huh, lots of changes going on. So, okay, well, let's see what they say. Let's go. What's your question?
My question has to do with changes. What is my next best step in, like, meeting my goal in this life, this purpose in my life? Is that specific
yeah.
enough?
Let's see what they say. It's kind of generalized a little bit, but it's the next step makes it more specific, so I appreciate that. So you are moving into a lot of changes. You are kind of like, it almost feels like a flat line in a sense, and now you're going to be moving into something new.
Mm-hmm.
As you get closer to your birthday, there's almost like this, they keep showing me this like flat line where it almost felt like you were just hanging out and tapping the desk, kind of a feeling like, where am I going next, kind of a wondering. It's taking you to a totally different place. I keep seeing almost like you're turning to your left, which means you're turning more toward a different path, and it's not showing yet what that path is, but it will be shown when you get closer. Are you thinking of moving?
Yes. I'm thinking of making a local move within the next month or so, but I would really like to make a bigger move, but I'm just
having
to say
Yeah, I was hearing a bigger move, but this local move is a temporary thing, and that's where the big changes are going to become apparent. It almost feels like you've completed yourself with where you're at. And this next move is what's going to make – you have to meet the people, make the situations. The getting into more in-depth as far as what you're going to be doing, that's a little bit more extensive with the question, but I do see a lot of energy, lots of energy with your hands, so it'll be interesting to see. But I tend to want to keep things really kind of short and simple because I only do a half hour. Do you feel complete enough, or do you want to do more in-depth after the show?
I'm going to say thank you, and I want to contact you, but I probably won't do it for about a month. Okay?
Okay. Do you have the website and everything? So when you're ready, that'll be awesome, and have an awesome day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going as quick as we can. Let's see if I can get as much in with this 504 number. I'm doing my best, love. What's your name and state you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I'm from Louisiana.
Hey, Louisiana, what's your month and day?
2/12. Coming up.
Oh, yay. Yeah, you're really going to move into. So you're in a 5, you're moving into a 6, which is relationships and spiritual and love, enlightenment, the whole shaboom. Let's see what I can get in. I'm not sure I'm going to get in a lot, but we only have 30 seconds. Let's see what we can do. What's your question?
Oh, my one question is, what do you see with my apartment, like my living situation? But whatever you can get in, I'm very thankful.
Oh my goodness, I'm feeling pressured because I only have 10 seconds, and I'm
okay.
My energy. Yeah. Do you want to do like wait till next week or do a donation and
no,
get
whatever you get
after?
Whatever you get.
I the show's getting going to be ending in 5 seconds. I just would not do that. It's not going to be justice enough for you. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
My apologies. I get to it. My apologies for that. The show just literally ended, so we can only cover so many things. And if you're interested after the show, please go ahead and tune in. Otherwise, I'll see you next week, and sending you so much love and blessings.